Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I want your tender charm, 'cause
I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that tremendous school in West County, the town and country area. Their outstanding athletic director is Lonnie Folks. Go to maryville.edu for more information.
Is it possible Frank was right? Remember, and I think it was Bill DeWitt III, you said in a visit we had, what about Dallas Keuchel? And they felt they had enough. I think all year they felt they had enough until right about now, when it looks like through injuries, attrition, whatever, Dallas Keuchel, whether he tears it up or not, that's a move that made sense because it didn't cost you anything but money, which you have. The Greg Holland thing certainly backfired last year. That probably made him a little more skittish, a guy who's just been sitting at home, more or less. But doesn't that move make even more sense now?
Oh, my goodness,
You would have added a guy without giving up any prospects. And I think it even got to a point where the compensation part had passed, right? I forget, Hoff will probably know more of the details there, but I think that the cost was just money at one point.
But here's the amazing thing, too, is what if Michael Wacha fails? I mean, who are your options? You don't have an option.
I think, honestly, you're probably looking at, like, Helsley and Ponce de Leon piggybacking. Like, yeah, you go three, you go three. I mean,
Dallas Keuchel has an ERA under four, and he's got 38 strikeouts in 49 innings. He's 3-4 with the Braves.
And even if he doesn't succeed, I still think that move, you would say –
They took a shot.
Right, you'd understand why they did it. And I think Greg Holland last year, you understand why they did it. The fact he got hurried along, which was his choosing, I think was what really made the situation worse. But the Keuchel thing, if you don't like giving up prospects, which they don't, but what also baffled yesterday is when they said we didn't want to give up from the major league roster. I think most of us were like, hey, you got a lot of guys on the major, unless they're asking for Hudson, if that's what he's alluding to, if they said you got to give me Flaherty. Maybe that's what they're referencing, but for the most part, the major league roster, I'm open for business.
How would you like to be Jeff Luhnow now, in addition to that lineup which we discussed on Monday, having more great players under the age of like 28 and younger, just loaded, it's unfair. Now you have the top three whip in baseball, top three whips in baseball with your big three starting pitching. That's insane.
I would like, and this could be for the end of the day, if Hoff looks it up. Chances of winning the World Series, the odds yesterday for the Houston Astros, and what those are today.
Yeah.
When you roll out Verlander, Cole, and Greinke. And granted, Greinke at times can be an enigma. He's not a 100% shutdown guy. But when you just kind of have him as an added piece, I mean, who would have thought that the Houston Astros would turn into the New York Yankees when they just start adding whoever they want, whenever they want? And that, in fact, could be a great ALCS showdown again, where it's Houston against New York. And Houston is sort of the new Yankees, where they just go out and grab people if they want them. Luno did what the Cubs did. They tanked. So you could argue, well, you're not that smart if you tanked. But since they've been good, they've been smart about adding on. Well, like we mentioned the other day with Michael Brantley. He was there for the take.
Yeah.
You could have added him. Well, where would we play him? Well,
we'll find a spot.
Well, we'll find a spot. And whether you can say, well, he's doing better now than he's ever done, well, then they win. They were smart. They got it right. Let's do Five Frank in the 11 o'clock hour every day, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, any chance that being in first or around first for the last few days gave the Cardinals front office less urgency, that if they were two or three back, they might have felt more? Do you think there's any chance that played a role in them saying, you know, we're actually, with what we got, we're doing pretty good?
I guess that could enter into it, but I think more of the inactivity yesterday is directly related to the price that they would have had to pay to get Greinke, and they just weren't going to give up these young players who can be cheap and controlled for a long time.
All right, a follow-up to that. Do you think there's any chance that behind closed doors, honest with themselves, they said, we're really not good enough to win at all? So what's the point in wasting a guy that we're going to need in a couple of years? You think there's any chance that they honestly said, God, I don't think this team's going to win anything?
Well, I think that's definitely realistic, especially if you saw the Houston Astros up close and personal for 3 days. And John Mozeliak is thinking, like, wait a minute, that's like UCLA with John Wooden. And look at our team and look at their team. There's no way. Look at their third baseman.
Wouldn't you love
look at their second baseman. Look at their center fielder. What are we trotting out there?
Wouldn't you love to get the Nixon tapes? Like if there were the Mozeliak tapes where they're behind closed doors. Hey, Bill, we're not good enough to win anyway. What's the point? Wouldn't you love to know if that's being discussed? Although, if it is, and it's very possible that that kind of conversation candidly goes on, it would also be a mistake because you can get to October. You never know. Maybe. I mean,
you're right.
Roy Halladay and the Phillies, the Cardinals are supposed to get blown away.
But we don't see the way that happens where unexpected things happen in the postseason. The common denominator is almost always one or two dominating starting pitchers like a Schilling and a Randy Johnson or a Halladay or even Carpenter 1 year for us. But yeah, that starting pitcher is not out there for the Cardinals.
All right, number two, related note, how big is the guy on the mound tonight, Jack Flaherty? If he can go on some kind of run, hasn't had a win, that's not the only stat that matters, hasn't had a win in a couple of months. But if he can go on a little run here, maybe not Tudor-esque, but if he can just start having those shove starts where he goes seven innings, gives up two runs, strikes out 9-10 batters, could he be the guy that changes their fortunes?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, in his defense, the guy has had some really good starts and has had nothing to show for it. Now, part of it is him making, you know, that isolated bad pitch, which has really cost him. But his stuff, even when he is lost, has just been, you know, electrifying. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Flaherty is just outstanding. Look at this, Martin. Okay, last couple of starts here. Six innings, two runs, nine strikeouts. Next one was 4 1/3, zero earned runs, seven strikeouts.
That was the quick hook because he was walking everybody.
Then seven innings, one earned run, seven Ks. Then seven innings, one earned run, six Ks. So, I mean, his most recent starts have been outstanding.
Now, he's been trending up. There's no doubt. He's got to get the pitch count down, got to get deeper into games. That's always his challenge. But you can see that there's something there. We know that. But for them, I think, to be a true contender, he's going to have to take it up a notch. All right, number three, I'm offering you right now a one-game wild card at the Nats. Are you taking it? Are you rolling the dice here?
In a heartbeat.
Okay.
Especially with Max Scherzer maybe not available for that game.
You're Bill DeWitt, you're John Mozeliak, you're Mike Schilt. I'm offering you the same. Now, Schilt will say, heck no, I'm winning the division, won't he? He'll turn you down and say, I'm not settling. But if it's Mo and DeWitt, because they can say we got to October, and then related, would that appease the fan base? A one-game wild card on the road.
It would appease John Mozeliak with the way he was talking yesterday. Well, if we make the playoffs.
To make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you think this fan base, and it doesn't represent everyone, but a big portion that's really hostile and angry and frustrated, would that appease them?
I think most fans. I mean, if you make the postseason after being out of the postseason for three straight years, I think most fans would be pleased.
I wonder if the win total matters. If you're the second wild card with 86 or 85, and people say, yeah, well, it was a down year. I don't know. It would be fascinating to see if you get in the one-game wild card, let's say you just hypothetically don't win that game, how you spin that or sell that, and if people are buying it.
But your initial question on this about would you take it, if you ask that to the fan base,
I think they'd say yes. And you just roll the dice and you hope like heck that you win that game.
Absolutely.
But you would take it and say, hey, we're in it. It is exciting. I mean, a one game winner take all is,
but I don't even
exciting.
Know what it feels like anymore. It's been so long,
right?
You know,
you get in a winner take all, and then you have those bags packed for LA.
How about Jack Flaherty and Max Scherzer in a do-or-die game.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
You can't win unless you're in, guys.
Right.
You know?
Do-or-die, and then you go to L.A., and Jed Jerko hits a big home run off your bullpen. And by the way, when I brought that up with Claves, I'm not saying you can't give up Jerko. I'm just saying they've been in this position lately where they just have people they need to move. But why do you have so much glut if you're not that good with what you have? That's
yeah.
what's weird.
And as great as the Dodgers are, the Cardinals do have a pretty good track history playing the Los Angeles Dodgers in the postseason, don't they?
That would
they
be fun. I mean, careful what you wish for, but you're right. They've had their number, especially with Kershaw. All right, number four, Randy Arozarena. And I turned to Hoff in the stat department. Tell me a little more about this outfielder who we don't have room for right now.
Well, that is just, it seems like it's just poor roster management.
Yeah, it is.
I think Hoff has some numbers
and
here. Tell us a little more about it.
310 plate appearances split between AA Springfield and AAA Memphis. Randy has compiled the following: a .351 batting average, a .435 on base percentage, and a .556 slugging percentage. And I think it's important to note that two players on the 40-man roster right now, as we sit here today, are one, Tony Cingrani, who will not be pitching this year at all, and he took him on almost as a favor to the Dodgers, and Justin Williams, who was acquired in the Bad Fam deal, who right now...
It's not the Fam deal, it's the Bad Fam deal.
The Bad Fam deal. Who has compiled a .670 OPS in AA and AAA this year for the Cardinals. But you don't have room,
no room.
For Randy Arozarena,
not on the 40,
who
man.
Has put on a productive season.
It's just baffling because you're trying to win now, not only this season, but tonight, tomorrow, this series, this weekend. Why not bring a guy up? I mean, nothing against Lane Thomas, but I'm not sure there's anything special there. No offense. And Arozarena's shown, like, hey, maybe he'll come up and be terrible. But based on what he's done, that's all you can do at the minor league level is produce, and that earns you the promotion. Why not take a crack on him?
Because it's not like he's a kid either. He's 24 years old.
And it has to do with the roster and the 40-man. Yes, adding Tony Cingrani to your 40-man makes you better, correct?
So he fractured the hand in spring training, and he didn't start playing till May. And then that was in Springfield. Now he's been in Memphis since June. Boy, he was selected to represent the Cardinals in the 2018 All-Star Futures game.
He had a good stretch last year and then got hurt. And then his numbers went down when he came back. But if you're looking for a guy for a spark,
Just take a shot.
Yeah.
Take a shot. You're trying to win.
He's got good speed. Let him go, man.
And they said, well, Ozuna's about to come. I don't care about.
Right.
I care about tonight.
What is the ruling now on September roster call-ups? Haven't they reduced that number?
They talked about it, but did they actually reduce?
I don't know that they reduced it.
It's been a hot topic.
Been a lot of conversation. I don't think they did it for this year, though.
Yeah, but we're about to begin the month of August. It would be much better to have this guy here now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll see him at some point, Frank.
Yep.
Just stand by. All right. Number five, Craig Kimbrel is a really good closer, but that little claw deal he does when he leans down, almost in a three-point stance, and maybe looks a little like a professional wrestler, that adds to the intimidating aura. True or false?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the weirdest deal?
And the thing about it is he's not like a guy with that's like a lot of bravado and a lot of histrionics. It's just became part of his nature. He's not really like a flamboyant guy, but that whole thing just makes it a whole act. It's Matt Hungarian-esque.
Yeah, I was going to say it has that Hungo vibe,
yeah.
Although Hungo was doing it to be flamboyant. You're right, for Kimbrel, who I think he's
mild-mannered,
kind of
really humble.
Country boy, kind of.
Yeah.
But he does that. And if you watch some of those pitches, almost all of them are unhittable. Last night I was wondering. And granted, they got something going against him. He blew a save against the Brewers the other night. There might be something to it, like Holland, these guys who sit out. They're not quite the same. But I just wonder, if you took five straight pitches from him, would he be able to throw three strikes? Because he throws a lot of stuff
that's
bouncing and, you know, darting and moving. And guys are chasing and swinging, and it's bouncing in the dirt. I don't know who that would be. I don't want Goldschmidt taking five pitches. But I think if I see him tonight, if he pitches again, go up there, take four or five in a row. And I'm not sure he could throw three strikes because everything's bouncing all over the place. All right, Five for Frank every day, brought to you by Greenville University. One of our great sponsors this hour is Appliance Discounters. They're on this side of the river as well. The Metro East location is in Fairview Heights. They have seven area locations: St. Charles, Baldwin, South County, Webster Groves, downtown St. Louis, and the newest is in Maplewood, Richmond Heights. It's on Laclede Station Road, Deer Creek Plaza. Get online at theappliancediscounters.com. Whether it's a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, always the lowest prices, always the biggest names, theappliancediscounters.com.
All right. Lakeside Roofing is also a good sponsor, established in 72, solid rep for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service. They are one of the great companies we've had in St. Louis. Their reputation is built on reliability, trust, and high-quality work. They feature the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. In Missouri, call 314-241-5253. And if you are a fan of food and you would like to taste some of the best food in St. Louis, we recommend a trip to Kemal's Chop House in Westport. The deal is insane. Happy hour, 3:30 to 8:30, Monday through Saturday. So you can have some of these exquisite Kemal's appetizers for $6. Drinks are discounted. We have live music. The Italian meatballs, the cheese bread, the salad, the tenderloin brochettes, the chicken Bangkok, the calzone. Come on by and look at this swank new restaurant in Westport, Kemal's Chop House. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.